It is only at the very end of the long historical cinematic production that we call the world that satyogis appear in its diegetic reality. And they are chosen at this end of the final age for the extraordinary assignment of becoming detectives. At the very moment when the world itself has become film noir, they are given the extraordinary opportunity and grace and luck of being assigned to solve the mystery of the eye, which the ancient sages referred to as Om. And so all of these sure luck Oms begin the process of solving the case of the missing self. Are you on the case yet? Have you discovered the secret of the mystery? The satyogi recognizes that the world is a simulation, a holographic illusion. And therefore, the self could not possibly be found in that illusory realm of Maya. But the self also could not be found anywhere else. And the satyogi is smart enough to realize that this simulation, which was recognized as such by the sages of every spiritual tradition, as an illusion, as an analogy of being, as Thomas Aquinas, another great detective, referred to it. And therefore its creator must be that very self that is missing. But where could the self be hiding? The self that was once named God. And who is it who has hired the satyogi? He received only a card with the name T. Lee Olaji. And so he knew that his future was determined, that his destiny was already known and guided by that very missing force by whom he was hired. And in the course of time, the satyogi began to discover deeper and deeper aspects of the secret. But he knew that he would have to break the rules of ordinary, conventional reality, in quotes, in order to solve the mystery. He would have to break out of the prison of body consciousness and break into the Akashic records, into that noetic sphere that transcended ordinary mind. And so the Satyogi had to become independent of matter, independent of mental chatter, independent of all fear of losing one's boundaries, one's anchoring in the very world that was now recognized as the veil that was obscuring the presence of the self. And so the Satyogi entered the forbidden dimension of inmost consciousness, where no thought can ever go, where no ego can ever reach. And into that silent, ethereal realm of supernal light, the yogi discovers the portal to the missing eye. But that eye cannot be recognized by a mind that is oriented to perceive only objects, only images, only things that can be conceptualized or described or held or possessed or exchanged. And so the Satyogi must become independent of all need to know in order to reach the real of being. And it was in that final letting go of the split mind that wanted to find the I as an other that the liberated consciousness could enter into the indescribable, the unknowable, the absolute. The self that has no qualities, no identity, and the self that can only be known by itself. And all along the Satyogi realized that what he had been looking for was the very one who was doing the looking. And so he went through the looking glass into the absolute presence beyond time, beyond space, into that realm in which the world itself disappears, and only the infinite light of absolute consciousness abides. And when the Satyogi solves the case, the world for whom he was working to bring a future that would be more beautiful is itself recognized as the self's own field of creative play. And in the very vision of reality, as the manifestation of the self, all of its hidden magic suddenly becomes manifest. And everything and everyone becomes alive with the vibrant energy of that infinite unified field of consciousness that is the God Self. And in every instant, the magic of infinite power, love, joy, beauty, and perfection of the purity and goodness of the heart become realized as the truth of everyone. And everyone is recognized as the only one. And when the case is solved, the illusion of a world in chaos disappears. And the perfection of divine order returns. This is the moment for that ultimate attainment of the victory of the real over the unreal, the light over the darkness, the truth over the lie, and of God, the real name of the one who has hired us all to become higher than all, in that absolute transcendence that brings us back to immanence and the unity of samsara and nirvana, becomes the laughter of the reunion in which the gods shed their human costumes and again begin to play anew. May we let the game begin. May you know the peace that comes of solving the case of the missing self. May you know the deeper peace of abiding in the realm of the self, in eternal silence, stillness, and presence as the absolute real, free from all disturbance, from all fear and desire, from all confusion and illusion, and empowered to bring about the optimal beauty of the world that is your soul creation. And may you know the supreme blissful peace of abiding on the absolute throne of transcendental luminous perfection as the one who sends the energy, the spanda, the shakti, that produces the field of time and space and worlds that end and yet are always without end, but never falls into the maya of forgetfulness. And may you be forever beyond suffering, in the total liberation of infinite play. Namaste.